Rabbi Weisbart on the 10th of April.
Right. Okay, everybody, saying good evening all. We spoke last week. See, you're not in pain, I can see. Okay, everybody, so we were doing the halachas of Boira. We were speaking about the halachas of it has to be somach l'sula. It has to be near to the time you want to use it. So very simply, that means a person wants to prepare a meal. We said it takes a while to prepare the meal, whatever's involved. Whatever the time it takes to prepare, that is allowed to be done. Yeah, that's what we said. That's all mutter to do. That's all called somach l'sula. I'll give some examples. Egg and onion. Everything you want to do for a meal, whatever needs to be done for the meal, that can be prepared in the way by doing it somach l'sula. I must say, I did speak to Rabbi Falk about the thing I said last week. He didn't agree to me, actually. I asked him this question about, you've got five children to dress, and you want to put five sets of clothes in one go. It means you've got Moishi, Yankel, and Shlomi, and you've got Sivi and Bela to dress. Five different children, and a woman wants to dress each child separately. So I said to you last week, each child is a separate one, and therefore you can't take out all the clothes of all five in one go. Father said to me, that's called one levisha. He thinks that's lemaisa, okay? That's called one levisha, and therefore that's mutter to do. Yeah, so I'm retracting what I said. He said, that's called one levisha, that's mutter. I must say, this Shabbos, I had an interesting question, actually. I don't know if it was right. L'chore was an interesting question here. You know, they give out these yotzeros, these thin paperback yotzeros, for 4 weeks of the yotzeros. So there was a few, some of the yotzeros. Let's imagine this paper is a yotzeros. So they had a few throwing like this on top of it. Like this. I mean, so it comes to the end of davening, someone takes out this one and he wants to give it. There's a person going around collecting a pile of these yotzeros. So he takes out this one over here and he gives it to the person. Allowed or not allowed?
No.
And you say no.
Yes. Why not?
Why not?
Not really.
Is he using it straight away?
It's being used,
but now you're taking from a separation and you're putting it onto somewhere it's not being used.
After using it. After
finished. It's mixed. Now it's mixed again. It's mixed. And you're taking it out and you're putting it back to someone to put away.
Is it noticeable in it? Is it noticeable difference?
That's much more. It's camouflage. It's a very thin book. You can't notice it. That's it's very, very thin. You can recognize you know, 100 pieces of cutlery. You can recognize one. That's called a tarugus. You've got peas and carrots mixed together, you can recognize the peas and carrots. That's called a tarugus. That is called a l'chora tarugus. So the l'chora, to take this out and give it to someone to put in a pile, l'chora is boira. Believe it or not. What's the eitzah? The eitzah is very simple. Before you take it out, you use it. You take it out, you can't use it before you take it out, because it's wrong. What you do is, you have in mind when you take it out, I want to look up something in the pile. I want to look up something, I use it for something. If you're using, sorry? Not wrong, man. The mice, as long as you're using it, the mice is you've used it. Once you've used it, the mice is called Beichel.
1,000 pieces.
So it's a very interesting idea, so that's what should have to come out. The theory, you should have to use it if it's called a tarugus.
Well, could you take the box off on that time and take it out?
No,
but
it's because you mustn't do that. Take all the bad and the good, and you're not using the bottom one. You have to use what you want. In the case of the coat, you use the coat straight away, yeah? And this is much worse because this is camouflage over it. I think it's a much worse tarugus, this case over here. This, the swarm on top of it, and therefore it's more or less camouflage. Very thin saber. You can't recognize the saber. It's very thin. It's very hard to notice. Like, oh, that I would have thought was problematic. It's a little
boyer.
Sorry?
Tidying up is not considered a use.
No, it's a good question actually, but tidying up is not a use. That's not a heter in Hilchos Boyer. Even though it makes the room look nice, that has to be the shimmish of that item.
You take this and leave it all there,
the whole get ruined. Yeah, but that's not answer. That doesn't help me. I'll just spray it. Has to be used for its use. It doesn't help you. The
monkey.
Yeah, you can take the whole pile and put them in the storage room. No one's going to do that. I must say, Rav Vosner has got a chub about this. I don't understand this. He actually speaks about this. It's very common, actually, this thing. He speaks about chumashim in the davening. People go around collecting the chumashim. I don't understand what he says. I must say, I'll bring it out because he does say Rav Vosner. But he says that putting them one back at a time is okay. He tries on it.
He's
making
music.
What?
What
were you talking about? No, you've got Komoshi and Pan with all different smaller models. You're talking about proper tarugas. No, you've got proper tarugas. You're talking about proper tarugas on the table. And you're putting the chumash out and you're putting it into a big pile and then you're putting it back. Many poskim hold that's a problem. I'll tell you. Many poskim hold that as a problem. I'm going with that because I can't stand this other Muhammad. So I'm going to put things back. Once you've got a whole pile of straw and you finish learning, you've had a good learning session. You learnt the Katsoyis, you learnt the Rambam, you learnt the everything. You've got it all mixed up on the table, all spilled out on the table. It's a proper mixture. Now your wife comes in, she wants the room cleared. So you take each safe and you put it back into place. That's problematic. That is not some chasuda. I give you a good eitzah, you take every safe and learn a bit from it. You have a long learning session. That the chayra, that's what you need to what to do. That you can do. But the chayra, to put it...
Move them to this table.
Yeah, but I have to put them in this right place. You can move them all away, but you can't put them all in this right place. That you can't do, the Lechor, yeah? Now, I've been very careful in Hichas Boira. I've kept that one of the very big heteri in my pocket for a long time to be used for a rainy day. And I'll tell you what, this heter is a very interesting heter. Let's see if we can find it. It's in page. I didn't know it was actually a machlokes, but a maisa. Let's go through this halacha. It's a halacha in. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, actually. The Gemara says that Rabibi came, had some visitors by him, and he had a mixture of oichlam soilus. Okay, no problem. He had a mixture of good and bad. So he had the mottled apples with, I don't know what, so let's make it pips. Let's make a proper mixture. He had a mixture of good and bad foods. The Gemara says there, Lloyd Boras oichlam soilus, he didn't separate the good from the bad, because he, for some reason, held that that's not the heter. That's not the heter taking good from bad. We hold it's all right, but I just want to bring up the point over here. So he did a very interesting thing. What he did with that is, let's imagine that this is a mixture. I think everyone will tell me this is a mixture. I've got a whole bit of category here, yeah? So Gamal says, what he did was, he went along and threw it down like that. Now, I haven't done a very good job of it, because it's still mixed. But what he did was, he was trying to make it that when you throw it down, it's still on the table, it's probably better. Right, this is not mixed anymore, yeah? If you keep doing this, you start together. You're making a real mess.
You can't do it in solving.
No, sorry, can't do it. But you see what I'm doing? I'm making different separations. I've got a knife separate for that in here. I've got a spoon separate. Right, this is, let's say, four mixed, I'm not sure it is, but let's say. That's not touching, of course, right. So I'm doing my own separation. I'm causing a separation which I have not selected out with. That many poskim hold is the hetei lichas boira. Okay, now take my cutlery and I'll do it over here so that everyone can see over here.
I throw it down. You see, beautiful.
See? These ones, I've got a spoon over here, a fork over here, another spoon over here, it's the same one, and over there. I want to say to you with this, I can work my whole tarugas according to many processes I can work out by just doing action. All separate. Fork here, fork there, knife here. That way, I've not done boira according to many processes because boira needs to take something out of your hand, do an action, taking it from that. Dispersing. Sure, what a nice title. This is called an action, this is not an act. This is not an action, this is a different sort of action. This is not a nice boira. And therefore, many poskim hold, this is the heter boira, big heter, this is a big kula. Now, I'm asking, someone wants to set the table on Shabbos morning, who wants to set the table on Shabbos morning? I'm going to take all my cutlery away, I'm just going to leave it here. Someone wants to, what you call it, on Shabbos morning, the wife wants to set the table on Shabbos morning, so we said there's a problem, yeah? If she sets it before she goes to shul, it's not Soma Chasuda. You've got a major problem. So now we've got a brainwave, we've got a way around this problem. What's the way around the problem? She takes the cutlery, which is mixed, she throws it down on a table, it disperses by itself, when you're hitting it, then the bits that are not mixed, you can make a pile with, the bits that are mixed, you take it up again, and you throw it down again, you do the same thing. Hey, Pastor. You sorted out a tarubas and had to take away.
Maybe
from a tarubas,
and
you kept on. Yeah, so some possible, but at the end of the day, you must have no tarubas. At the end of the day, that's not allowed. But others hold that a mice, you have to do a mice brera. It's not enough just to do a dispersal. It has to be, it has to be a mice of brera to do, which is oscillate. Even though the end result is the same thing. You're right, he's quite right. At the end of the day, you're the second whole taros over here. A knife by itself, fork by itself, spoon by itself. You worm the second whole thing at the end of the day. But you're not doing a mice brera. You haven't done it in a way of a normal mice brera. That's not what the Torah asks, and therefore that's mutter. Now this works very good with cutlery. With cream case, you can't do this, obviously.
Well,
it won't be very good. So you can't do it with everything, but it's a very good thing to know this, yeah? The most of clothes you could do this with. Someone's got a laundry basket full of clothes, and he wants to get a few clothes out on Friday night for Shabbos morning. He could take the laundry basket, throw it on the floor, not with his wife watching, obviously, yeah? Make sure on the floor, disperse it, and then pick out what you want. That way, you've got round the problem of boiler. Yeah? Sorry? Is it? Yeah, peeling one at a time is a problem of brayer. Taking one at a time. If someone's got a laundry basket and you want to put your vests away and your underwear away and your socks away, that's not Shabbos Hashuda. So you can't go into your laundry basket and put everything away in its right place. That's not a heter. This is now a way around this problem. This makes it that you'll be allowed to do this. Where is this relevant? This is very relevant to this brayer. I must say, we were speaking about making, for example, a kiddush. Person wants to make a kiddush in Shabbos. What do you want, Shabbos? A simcha. He wants to make a kiddush. Now, in a carrier bag, not all cases, but very often in a carrier bag, you've been to Halpern's, Colwell, wherever it is, you've been to the shops, you've got in your carrier bag here small packets of crisps, small packets of Bisley, small packets of things. I'm not speaking about big packets all the time, we'll see that maybe tomorrow. Small packets of things inside here. You take one out at a time, you set the table. The problem is, if you're not using that food straight away, it's not stomach acidic. You had a taruz, you had a mixture over here. And you're separating this mixture and it's not being used straight away. If you set the kiddush for immediately when you finish kiddush, you expect that people will come in, then that's okay, that's somewhat a sudra. Let's say it takes an hour and a half to set the kiddush, and you expect people to start coming at 11:30, so from about 10 o'clock you're allowed to start preparing. That's mutter, there's no shayla. But I'm talking about you want to start at 8:30. You want to set the table at 8:30 and go to shul. You want to go to shul and your wife wants to, whatever it is, she wants to hear the lining. She wants to go there. So what you can do is this 8:30, you take the bag, throw it out. The thing is dispersed by themselves. It's not a mixture anymore. That's it. Yes, sir.
When you said that you take a mixture, say your nuts and your raisins, you just pour in the mixture into a bowl.
But that's
you start to put them out.
Stop. Have you got nuts and raisins together or separate?
They're in together. You're in a bag. Like you said, you're in a bag.
That's no problem. If you want to keep the mixture as it is, there's no problem. Split half of
that. In a bowl, complete. Then you can
separate. That's no problem. No, I'm talking about you've got crisps and Bisley and corn chips and all sorts of things. When was the last time you went to a kiddush? I don't know how many times you get nuts and raisins in a kiddush. You do get it, but Bisley, crisps and all these things are very common. So you get that very commonly. And so what people do is you've got a mixture in the carrier bag, and you want to sort it out now, but you want to do it long before the sudra. So you don't, this will be a simple answer, yeah? You throw it out on the table, on the floor, you've got each one separate by itself. There's no problem now of a mixture. The male, that's mutter to do. Now this helps in many cases. Let's say you want to make a fruit salad, Rabbi Yisai. You've got a fruit salad. So how can you make a fruit salad not Soma Chasud? It means you want to go to shul and prepare your fruit salad before you go to shul. Is there a way of doing it? Throw the fruit on the floor, but you've still got a major problem, my friend. What's the problem with the fruit salad?
Peeling.
That means even if you keep your oranges and your apples and your peaches and your pears all separate, it's very good. All the fruits are separate. But when you peel your orange, you're doing a Maisa Brera. You're taking the bad from the good, so that we allow. But you've got to use that orange Soma Chasud. Hold it 1 minute. Oh, so now the shayla is, what can you do? So, can you make a big fruit salad and then sample a bit of it? Oh, that's a joke. Because you don't need 20 oranges or 20 apples or 20 peaches to have a little sample. Oh, so if you were to eat from each orange, I think by the time the kiddush comes, you won't be hungry anymore. It could be, yeah? If you were to eat from each piece that you peel straight away, so you've now made it, you're using it straight away. That would help. That means every time you peel an orange, at 8 o'clock in the morning you peel the orange, you have a little segment of the orange, you have to peel it. Even that's not so posh there, because you don't have to peel the whole orange to get a segment. Maybe, I don't know, could be. But that would be a bit of, maybe that could be possibly an answer. But otherwise, you're going to have a problem, yeah? You can't peel a whole load of things and you don't use them straight away. You can't excuse yourself for making a whole fruit salad when you don't eat the whole thing. In your Bisley and your crisps and your things, you could open each packet and take a little crisp out from each packet. That would be good. So I've taken the packet out of the mixture. I'm eating a crisp from the packet. That's Soma Chasud. Yeah, it's true. The main bulk of it is going to be used for much later.
You're calling peeling a bowl.
Peeling is definitely boira, my friend. Peeling is definitely boira. Peeling is one of the sort of boira. It's a heta that you can take the bad from the good, but it needs to have the other conditions. You need to do it. Peeling can only be done near the time you want to eat it. That's clear. The peeling is mamish ma'isa breira. It's a chiddush in breira that you're allowed to take the bad from the good, which doesn't normally fit in. That's the leniency we allow. But we don't allow anything else. You can't use a specialized instrument, and you have to be sort of considered. So you have to make this in a way where you can use it. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem. Yeah?
If you've got no official time, and you're just going to stop, it could serve at 10:30, it could do at 11:30.
Is it realistic? Does any shul finish at 10:30?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's possible, and you're going to be there.
No. So you need one person in the house, a child or whatever it may be, in the house in case somebody turns up.
You don't need a whole mixture for that. It has to be a reasonable thing what's going on. You can't need to have a whole area of
people. Like one person being there waiting for one person to come, is that called a continuation?
I mean, is that the beginning of the Suda for one person?
Yeah.
Is one person comes to the Suda the beginning of the Suda?
One person waiting in the house, that person for one person to come. Is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Through a question, I don't know. You're saying one person might come 10:30. So that is that called the beginning of the Suda? That's what he's asking. Is that called the beginning of the Suda?
Sorry? You want the table set for that first person?
You're
married
because he's... That's not a could be. That's not a that's not its use.
That means you want the table set by then because that's when the...
You need one person in the house. The house is empty. The house is empty.
I'm not sure. You're saying, can you start the Suda timing? Can you start the clock timing of the Suda when one person might start coming in? That's what you're asking.
I started making
it
at 7 in the morning. I finished by 9:30. The first person to come back at 10:30, I've got one person hanging around in the house just in case somebody may come at
9:30. But that's an hour gap that you can't do. No, that's not Heta. No, I thought it was about from getting ready for 10:30, when people might start coming in. Once you've got, people might be coming in, the first beginning of the Suda already. You don't need a whole mixture like that. You don't need the whole supply there just for one person. If it's not normal for people to start coming in, that's the Chiddush way to call that some Suda. Yeah, it's a Chiddush. That should be, nice. Besides the fruit side, you've also got a problem with token sometimes, yeah? So you have to worry about token as well. Let's see what there's some grinding. The other big shiloh, which I must tell you, I don't understand this sub so well, but the problem is many poskim holds the problem. And that is, what would you say, Rabbi, are taking it out of a freezer? Someone's got in the freezer some meat, which they need for Shabbos lunch. So it takes, I don't know, let's say, 7 hours to defrost. Let's just imagine it takes 7 hours to defrost. So you want to eat your meal at 12 o'clock. Yeah? So 7 hours before, that's 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, I'll tell you, my friends, not many people are going to get 5 o'clock in the morning and take the meat out. What? So ideal time is 5 o'clock to take it out. That's the ideal time. The thing is, most people don't want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and take it out. What they would do is they take it out the night before. Yeah. So that's a serious problem. That is a serious problem. If you've got a mixture in your freezer and you take it out in the night time and it's not being used straight away, it'll defrost in 7 hours' time, you're not having a meal then. That's a big gap between the time of your meat defrosting and the time of you eating your meat. Oh, so now the question is, I'm coming out of the second point. The second point is, let's say it takes 4 hours to defrost, and you want to eat at 12 o'clock. So at 8 o'clock you get up, can you take it out of the freezer and defrost it? There's not mixed, there's no problem at all. That's also an issue somewhere. If it's not mixed, of course I'm talking about where it's mixed, yeah, there's no boira. If the meat is not mixed with the rest of the things in the freezer, there's no shala. I'm talking about where the meat is mixed, is at the bottom, you've got lots of things on top of it, it's a proper mixture, yeah? I'm talking about where it's quite right, that would be a simple solution. If a woman knows she wants to do this on Shabbos morning, whatever, Friday night, she should arrange on Friday afternoon that the meat that she wants to take out is on top of all the food, not mixed, you've got no problem. That would be an easy answer. Now the shyly is, let's say it takes 4 hours to defrost, and she wants to take it out at 8 o'clock. Makes a lot of sense. It takes 8 o'clock, and it takes 4 hours to defrost till 12. I must tell you, I couldn't understand why she mutter. Chutz mutter, it's a hemshich of the meal. The only rov I could see was matter is Rav Falk. Eruch Shabbos is machmir. He doesn't like this. Eruch Shabbos is not happy with it. Many of them.
You have to have it out 9 o'clock for 1 o'clock, maybe.
No, they hold that's not called Somach Suda. The defrosting time is not called Somach Suda. I don't know why. Maybe it's not a necessity of the food. It's not a normal necessity of the food. Even though in this situation now you do need that time, but since, I don't understand, since it's not a normal necessity of the food and the preparation of the food, that is not a heter of the boira. Sorry?
You can't eat it at any stage until it's defrosted.
That's true, that's your hard luck. You're unfortunate. You're right, I understand what you're saying. But the mice and many poskim hold that's not a hetzer in Hilchos Boira. It's a big chiddush, that must be. I think the Erech Shabbos, as far as I know, is machmeh. I'll check it out. As far as I remember, the Erech Shabbos is machmeh. The time is that. A very quick look, we'll find it here. Why what? Why what? That's a natural thing. A fruit salad to cut is natural. Everyone who makes a fruit salad is natural. That's a process which is natural. This is not a natural process. Yeah, but not everyone has fruit in the freezer. It's not, and it's, I don't know, that's, I'm not seeing that's the rot.
Not everyone makes a fruit salad.
Yeah, but those who make a fruit salad is normal. Not everyone who takes the challah is going to be normal. This. Let me have a quick look, I can find it here. It's a very interesting question. I must say, I don't really understand why it should be a problem, but the maestro, the postul of Machmir. Sorry? But I have to find where it is. But the chayr of many postul hold that's the problem. So again, let's make a recap of what we said. Somach the Suda means it has to be near the mealtime. Near the mealtime means whatever takes you near the mealtime. We come along with a big hetzer today in Hilchos Boira. If a person disperses a tarubus, he causes a dispersion, even though it's, at the end of the day it's scattered, and he's now each piece is individual by itself. That is a hetzer in Hilchos Boira, according to many poskim. Not everyone holds that. But Yashav is machmir, but many poskim hold that is mutter. And my son, poskim seems to take on like this, sad, that a dispersion is mutter to do in Hilchos Boira. And that would allow your person to set the table, even though it's not Somach HaSudah, because it's not called Tarubis anymore. Okay, everybody say.